Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawken the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have what appears to be a Goosebumps book with the tatted up abortion queen being haunted by her aborted ghosts. That would make for an awesome movie where the aborted ghosts haunt and even end their mothers, and then in the spirit world they torment their souls. Between this and becoming a single mother, I don't know which fate is worse. Up next, you might be wondering, why recently the U.S. military began trying to recruit Caucasian males again? Well, with nearly 70% of soldiers now obese or overweight, they probably won't have enough men to fight on the front lines anymore. The reason they're so fat is because they're relying on technology too much. I guess this adds a new meaning to the term heavy infantry. It won't matter because in 20 years, most soldiers will fight on the battlefield as robots. Number three, we have a story of a man that ended a Maryland judge for giving him sole use of his house to his ex-wife. Plus, he ordered him to pay an extra $1,120 a month in child support. I guess the dude just couldn't have his life getting ruined. Well, I don't condone violence, but hopefully this makes judges think twice about handing out harsher sentences. Although in this case, his was pretty tame. Maybe it was all a choice between this guy ending himself or ending the judge. Moving on is Disney getting into the abortion ghost business with their latest film, Womb Tomb. Notice that once again the tattoos and skimpy clothing are present. I wish that AI would hurry up and evolve already, because I'm sure they were dying, no pun intended, like the aborted babies to see a film like this being made in the near future. Number 5 is Nicki Minaj, stunning us in this newly shared photo. Well, at least she's not covered in tattoos herself. Of course, we all know that judging from her face and thighs that this image has been heavily photoshopped. She still looks mid with all that. It makes me wonder what she really looks like. Up next is ageless Vera Wang, at the age of 74. Apparently she leaves fans wowed by her youthful appearance. She's dressed in a youthful way, but she's not youthful herself. The media is telling you to reject the evidence of your own eyes and ears and clap like a baby seal, as if Vera were only 25. I think that she's being called ageless because she looks so old that she has transcended time. For me, used cellophane wrap has less wrinkles than her. Number 7 is a woman that underwent a massive lip injection and now says it's difficult to eat or drink. She's the victim of her own lips after she decided to have the procedure done. She can't take accountability for looking like Howard the Duck. When I look at her gorgeous face, it reminds me of this. I've also heard of camel toe before, but never a woman with camel lips. Moving on are three women that say that they're spit sisters, meaning that they're being used by the same guys, pounding them, and none of them are willing to commit. This just shows you how addicted women are to Chad's attention, and they hang on to the hope that one day he will wife them up until they hit their late 30s and 40s, and then all the Chads are just a memory. Spit sisters mean that the same man spit roasted to them, if you know what I mean. Number 9, in case you thought that the last photo of ageless Vera Wang, a 74-year-old woman, was just a bad angle, then think again. Yes, she looks youthful. Zombie youthful. Does she look decent for the age of 74? Definitely. But ageless is going just a step too far. Also, who are these wowed fans of hers? They must be from the blind club. She's also looking at the camera like someone opened up a curtain of morning light on a vampire. Up next, we have Tupac and Jada Pinkett Smith on Valentine's Day 1992. They went to the same high school and were practically high school sweethearts. Someone named Cal Representative 779 said now there's a bullet that Tupac actually dodged. She's an alpha widow and downplayed their relationship, and he probably got the best of her, which isn't saying much. Will, on the other hand, got the cooch scraps. Number 11 is a woman named Stephanie, doing damage control, saying that girls get friend-zoned too. The only difference, of course, is the guy will still sleep with them. Randy says it seems like men are more generous with their friends. For women, that's not the friend zone, it's the sex zone. She wants a relationship and commitment from such a man, and sex is the bait. For guys to get put in the friend zone, being nice is their bait. Moving on is Amaranth, and she's working with a beer brewery to use her vaginal yeast to make a new flavor. What will it be called? Cooch Lager. I wonder if it's going to smell like rotten fish. Given the choice between getting a job and contributing to Soycity, or selling their bodily fluids to simps for the big bucks, many women are offering up their cooch juice for sale these days. Belle Delphine walked with her bathwater so Amaranth can run. Number 13, I ask, would you smash this woman? Her face is starting to look like the inside stall of a public gas station. I would smash, but I don't think there's anywhere left for me to put my signature, if you know what I mean. She looks like she fell asleep on a fresh newspaper, and she's a walking red flag if you ask me. I wonder why face tattoos are popular these days. Maybe it's the show The Expanse where the Belters had them. Who knows? Number 14 is a woman telling everyone that someone is offering a free LGBTQ+ influencer trip to Gaza. At first I thought someone should tell her what actually would happen. But then someone else convinced me to let her continue, because she's doing God's work. Sun Tzu always says never interrupt your enemies when they're making a mistake. I really hope that this is just satire. Up next, we have a tweet from Hillary Clinton from before the 2016 presidential election, where she said happy birthday to this future president as a young girl. I guess she was so sure of her victory that she was willing to post this image. Meanwhile, after the fact, it just made her look like Veruca Salt, the girl that got lost down the rubbish chute in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Number 16 is a guy with some creative advertising for his plumbing business. But will women really call him because it looks like he has tiny feet? And you know what that means. I initially thought that this is the guy you call when you run out of toilet paper. I bet this is what most of this guy's closet looks like. If the plumbing thing doesn't work out, he can always go and get a job as a leprechaun for the St. Paddy's Day parade. Moving on, we have Ken working out, and this is just a friendly reminder that you should never underestimate your strength. If you can bench press 150 pounds, then you can move a fallen support beam. If you can squat 300 pounds, then you can barely carry an average feminist out of a burning building that she accidentally set on fire trying to feed sizzling steak to Sam her Siamese cat. Number 18 is a German man that was blinded and disfigured by a Muslim man after he defended a girl from him as he was trying to lace her drink with some substance. My question is this the girl, or is this the man that was trying to defend the girl? You have to ask that question these days because you never know who identifies as what. The moral of the story is, don't be a white knight or you'll lose your eyesight to a guy that brings acid to a fist fight. Number 19, we have a trans woman claiming that after she transitioned, her straight guy friends started hitting on her and making her feel like a piece of meat. I'll take things that never happened for 1,000, Alex. But seriously, if it did happen like this, then she just wants to make them feel bad for objectifying her. But if they didn't make a move on her, then she would claim that they were being transphobic. You can never win with people like these. Up next, we finally have a story where a female teacher took advantage of one of her 16-year-old students and gets the same amount of prison time that a man would. Hopefully this will make female teachers think twice. But apparently Erin Clary says no way because they aren't that smart. The story says she faces 20 years in prison, but she'll probably only get 6 months and marry the 16-year-old guy when he turns 18. I have to say though, she looks pretty hot for a teacher. Number 21 is a picture of a woman with her partner and her child from another father. The caption reads, she knows exactly why this photo is being taken. Of course she does, because she thinks that people are being racist and trying to shame her for having a baby with a black man. I love how the person putting this out photoshopped her to make her look bigger than she really is. That makes it even funnier. Moving on is a Daily Mail story showing how an all-female Israeli Lioness combat unit of 13 soldiers ended nearly 100 Hamas troopers as they helped liberate kibbutz. I think the person that posted this is the ghost of Kiev. Is this propaganda or is this fact? You be the judge. But I think this is just propaganda created to help recruit more female soldiers to fight on the front lines. If you've ever played paintball, then you know even the so-called tough girls stay behind the men. Number 23 is a woman outraged that someone tells her that women have to lower their standards if they want love today. But when someone like Leonardo DiCaprio only wants young women between the ages of 20 and 24, that's when she loses it. A man like him is not entitled to his own preferences, but a woman is. The double standards are just too much these days. Up next is the new president of Xbox. Does this mean that the platform is done? I guess we'll have to wait and see. Women have wrecked Lucasfilm, Marvel, Disney, and now they're moving on to the video game industry itself. We will always have the old games to play, so I'm not worried. Remember, guys, a woman is speaking, so you need to listen and learn. Number 25 and the last one is Alex Earle, an American TikTok star freaking out, thinking she got an STD after riding a mechanical bull. I smell bullshit. No pun intended, and she probably just said that as clickbait, so that people would click on her content. She might have also made up this story after her boyfriend noticed a rash on his pubic stash. Somehow I don't think the bull she was riding in the picture was the actual bull. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so the new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want to see me expand it to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.